even a little bit disheartening to see that this reduction in the primary sector of 19 to 1 is actually going to be over 5 years. So it's like, I'm going to give you a Christmas present. Brilliant, yes. When are you giving it to me? Oh, yeah, in the next 5 years I'll give it to you. So, you know, there needs to be a more definite timeline on things like that. Now, when we're talking about pupil-teacher ratio, you know, where are these teachers coming from? Because one of the key things that we're disappointed with in the ASCI is that there's not enough mention here about the teacher retention and recruitment crisis. So in other words, our education system is having a hard time retaining the teachers that are in it. People are retiring early, they're leaving the profession, they're doing other jobs, or they're simply not going into it at all. And we have the scandalous situation of very, very well-educated, qualified teachers immigrating and leaving for other jurisdictions. The Irish state has gone to the whole time, effort and expense of educating these people to a very high standard and giving them great qualifications, so that another jurisdiction, another country like the Abu Dhabi and Australia and stuff can benefit. They're going and they're leaving our shores, they're going teaching in other countries simply because there's better pay and conditions there.
And Pork, would you feel that perhaps when we talk about how other countries are benefiting out with this situation, that it's just the current setup isn't that sustainable, that it doesn't keep itself moving effectively, that you're saying we're letting a lot of good staff members slip through our fingers? And when you've highlighted for many months now, for many years, yeah, saying how staffing is a key issue, that is something that is crucial for you, that needs to be addressed, isn't it?
It's crucial because, and I mean, these people are leaving because they won't be given contracts with any kind of security in them at all. So you're moving around from school to school. That means that you have to rent. Now, I know the housing crisis in this country and the price of rent and housing affects absolutely every worker. My sympathies are absolutely with all those people. It's having a chronic effect on education and teaching as well, because teachers just simply can't afford it, especially around the urban areas and the eastern part of the country. There's no recognition, there's nothing done about that.